Why Arm Racist Cops But Not Citizens? By me, John Caldera, published April 9th, 2023. When the Denver Public School Board voted to remove police from their campuses, many in the Black Lives Matter movement applauded, saying it would end the school-to-prison pipeline for young black men. The argument being that cops unfairly arrest black students. To fight the racial abuse in the justice system, the Colorado legislature went on a sentencing reform spree. Steal a car? Don't go to jail. Just get a ticket. Fentanyl was nearly decriminalized. After the high-profile police shooting of African Americans and George Floyd, the Black Lives Matter crusade engulfed the nation. The message was very clear. The police treat minorities very differently than whites, particularly black men. The police are so systematically racist that they have been basically free to hunt the black man with impunity. The Black Lives Matter and Defund the Police movement's goals were very clear: to get cops to stop discriminating, intimidating, and killing black citizens. I would think the last thing people who support Black Lives Matter would do is to make it easier for police to shoot more black men, at the same time disempowering black men. Yet, we are witnessing just that at the state capitol and throughout cities all around Colorado. Lawmakers are allowing racist cops, former, retired, and off-duty police to have military-grade weapons of war and high-capacity magazines, all while disarming black citizens. It's worth remembering America's first ever gun control laws were passed in the post-Civil War South to disarm newly freed black men protecting themselves from the Klan, which included more than a few lawmen. In 2013, the Colorado legislature mandated we civilians only have 15-round ammunition magazines. An exception was made for those in uniform, like law enforcement, including for their personal use. Cops, those racist cops, can have magazines that hold any amount of rounds. When the legislature and Governor Jared Polis struck down the state's preemption law, it freed municipalities to pass their own inconsistent and bigoted anti-gun ordinances, unleashing a patchwork of hateful, discriminatory, and anti-minority laws, mostly written by the anti-gun zealots funded by Michael Bloomberg, the billionaire. What passed in Boulder for their tolerant, lily-white city was pretty standard for most cities that followed their lead. They capped magazines to 10 rounds. Outlaw what they called assault weapons, required a 3-day waiting period to buy a gun, and severely limited where trained and licensed citizens with concealed weapons could carry their guns. However, it was written so none of these restrictions applied to police officers on or off duty. Quote, any regular or ex officio police officer, end quote, is exempt. We don't yet know what the final wording of the anti-gun bills being slung around the legislature will be before they reach the governor's desk, but you can guess they won't apply to cops, both on and off duty. Odd coming from people who don't trust cops. I want to be clear. I'm not calling firearms like AR-15s assault weapons or military-grade weapons, because they are not. They are single-fire, semi-automatic rifles, no different than most hunting rifles in function. But those who are banning them are labeling them military weapons. Okay, let's see it through those fearful eyes. Also, to be clear, I do not at all believe the police to be systematically racist. But again, let's see it through those eyes. As the years go by and as the generations pass, we will have a bifurcated society. A police society made of racist cops former racist cops, armed to the teeth with military-grade weaponry, which gets better and more technologically advanced with time, and high-capacity magazines. And we will have civilian society, including black society, largely disarmed or, at best, armed with old-style, limited-capacity weapons by which they might have to defend themselves from outgunned criminals with weapons like the cops have, and maybe the racist cops themselves. Quick side story. A black friend of mine is rather anti-gun, but very anti-police. One day, I conceded and said, "Fine, you win. Let's take all the guns away from the white people and all the guns away from the black people. But you know what? The man is still going to have all the guns." 2 weeks later, I went with him to help him buy his first Glock pistol.